It's the Saturday Night Special here on 106.9 The Ranch. Sarah hanging out. Words are hard today. It's been a long day. Derek Day is going on right now at Moon Tower at the Oaks. Is the Driller's Dance are getting underway as the Driller's Dance with the Hoosier Brothers. So head out to that. But first, stick around in your car or however you're listening. Gabe Ardilis here in the studio played with Wynonna last night. Enjoying your first trip to Texas.
Loving it. Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. People are so kind here.
We're the friendship state. It's our motto.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm learning more and more about Texas.
Yes.
I love it.
Back in Texas history, Tejas, which was the Indian term for friendship. So, it, you know, was turned into Texas.
Tejas. I like that. Okay.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Everything's coming together.
Got you a little mini seventh grade Texas history lesson there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I always wondered that about, like, because Texas, we have seventh grade Texas history. I mean, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah. Huh. Seventh grade, you learn Texas history. So what about Wisconsin? Do you have, like, a year of Wisconsin history?
Like, or maple syrup and cheese curds.
I mean, that's
history.
Important stuff to know.
Yeah. The cheese curd was invented in 1703.
Oh my God.
I really have no idea.
Oh, it isn't? I was going to
I have no
Jesus.
Idea, but I probably should look it up.
Okay. Because people are going to ask you these questions someday.
That's a good point. No, I need to look that up now. You know, we had a lot of general history. I don't think that we learned, I don't think we had a specific Wisconsin history class, but that's a very unique thing about Texas. Maybe there's other states. I don't know. Maybe people can let us know if they have their own state history.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that people talk about Texas, how we kind of are a little full of ourselves.
Yeah.
We're kind of very prideful about Texas and all things Texas.
Okay.
So I think that comes from that, you know, instilling of history back in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And just those sort of things.
Yeah, I've started, you know, this last year I've gotten to kind of travel the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned, you know, there's some states as a whole that are, you know, very calm and some that are very cocky. And when I went to Texas, my roommate is from Ohio, and he sent me a text before we went on stage, and he was like, you know, if you're anywhere in Ohio and you just yell out OH, someone is bound to yell IO back. And I'm no way. Like, who would do, like, no one's that arrogant about their state. And so that night on stage, I just took a set break and I yelled OH, and it was like 500 people that yelled IO back, and it was like instinctive. It was like in their blood. I could not believe it.
Well, not to stomp all over, you know, the fine traditions of Ohio, but here in Texas, if you like say the stars at night are big and bright, everyone would go like,
are you serious?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Huh.
Like baseball games, sporting events. Yeah. That's our thing.
Okay. So I'm going to try that today. So what do I have to say?
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a, you know, it might as well be our state song unofficially.
Sure.
But.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind. I'm going to do that at the parade.
Okay.
All right.
So fun fact, that's the thing is, I know so many musicians through this job, and I mean, so much of your job is traveling, and you know, you only get so far away from the venue sometimes, just the way the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
But so many of my musician friends, I'm like, y'all should just have like a side travel blog on your websites, because y'all get such unique perspectives of where you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of joking about it last night on stage, but growing up, you know, I'd always heard all these Nashville singer-songwriters and they'd have all these stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why don't I have these stories? And it really is, you know, the more time you spend on the road, the weirder things happen.
Yeah.
And some of the most amazing things at the same time. And I feel like I should keep a diary of things. That's probably a good idea, just to keep a log of things. Because I'd love to know that about like other people's experiences and, you know, some of the things that happen in a certain state and whatnot. So that's a great idea, actually.
Well, that's the thing, as I've learned, is, you know, it also shows how long you've been on the road, because, you know, the beginning band, you're only literally getting dollar menu from McDonald's.
Right.
So, you know, it's not exactly the fine cuisine of, you know, the road.
Right.
But eventually, once you start making it and getting, or the second or third time around in the town.
Then you could do Burger King.
Yeah. You start learning where things are and, you know, learning more of the cultural significant places.
Yeah.
But I just, those are the people, like when I'm traveling somewhere new, I'm like, hey, so-and-so, tell me, where do I need to go here?
That's the thing I love about being able to be places I've never been, is it's just experiencing the culture. And I'm like the last person to ever be stuck in a hotel room.
Yeah.
It's like the last priority. I mean, last night with after the Winona show, we just hung out with a bunch of people from all over town and at the coffee shops. And I mean, it's so cool. And I love that because you don't always get to meet the people. And for me, it's just awesome to... That's the second phone to drop.
I know. We're not doing good.
Someone else throw your phone quick.
Thank goodness for OtterBox.
Shouldn't be on your phone.
Yeah, it's illegal here in Texas. Remember that.
I completely forgot what I was saying.
Meeting people. Meeting the people, getting to interact with them, things like that.
It's just genuinely, I love it. And I love it, you know, even if I wasn't playing. So it's an honor to be able to I mean, anyone who's listening, that I got to hang out with, it was a pleasure. It really was. And you know, I can't wait to come back here again and have a little better, you know, understanding of the town and the people.
You know where we're at now.
And pronounce Corsicana correctly.
Corsicana, because you can.
Because you can.
Yeah.
Because you can.
Because you can. Well, let's get you to play another song for us.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'll do one that I played last night about my grandma.
Oh, I loved it.
Well, folks, thank you. Got a letter in the mail, now who writes those? You're the only one I know. Even on the coldest days, you warm my heart with the words you say. Up early, drink your coffee black. You walk to church and then you walk back. No matter who I've tried to be, you love me most for being me. Oh, Kathleen, you're the Mother Mary of Monroe Street. Oh, Kathleen, you're the patron saint of love and need. You love me good and you love me bad. You love me with everything you have. No matter who I've tried to be, you love me most for being me. Oh, Kathleen, you're the Mother Mary of Monroe Street. Oh, Kathleen, you're the patron saint of love in me. Over time things change, but your love for me remains the same. Oh, Kathleen, you're the Mother Mary of Monroe Street. Oh, Kathleen, you're the patron saint of love and me. Oh, Kathleen, you're the Mother Mary of Monroe Street. You're the patron saint of love in me. Oh, Kathleen.
I love songs about grandmas. I took care of my, she's going to be 99 this year for 2.5 years. You know, we just bummed around together. And so I'm just like, grandma songs, love them.
Grandmas really are special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Man. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be here and hang with you guys at the studio and just get to know this town of Corsicana.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have you back, of course. The website one more time.
It's at GabrielDulisMusic.com, and it's B-U-R-D-U-L-I-S.
Yes.
It's been spelled so many different ways I can't even begin to tell you.
Those marquees are fun.
Yeah. Something. It's something. So
just sound it out.
I've got a collection of misspells.
Well, definitely check out the music if you dig it tonight. Of course, we'll have the link. We'll tag you on our socials, and you're on your socials.
Yes.
And check out the website. Hopefully, we've convinced you to come back to Texas now.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll be back for sure.
So we'll let you know next time Gabe's in the area, and we'll have you back if you're within, you know, shouting distance.
It'd be a pleasure. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And if you enjoyed it, buy the music and keep it here on the Saturday Night Special. More fantastic stuff, including a later this evening, a new favorite of mine, The Vandaliers, coming up next.